GOP Senator Roger Wicker has not scheduled confirmation hearing for Trump FCC nominee crucial to taking on big tech. By Alim Bokhari on October 8, 2020. Republicans on the Senate Commerce Committee, led by Senator Roger Wicker, RMS, have still not moved forward on the nomination hearing of Nathan Symington, President Trump's proposed new member of the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. As one of the three Republicans on the commission, including the chairman, Symington's vote will be crucial in determining whether the FCC moves forward on tackling the issues of tech censorship and Section 230 reform. President Trump has urged Senator Wicker to move forward on a hearing, but the Commerce Committee, despite being controlled by Republicans, has still not announced a hearing. Republicans need to get smart and confirm Nate Symington to the FCC ASAP, said the president earlier this week. At Senator Wicker, thank you. Despite the crucial nature of the appointment, Senator Wicker's office would not tell Breitbart News if the committee plans to hold a hearing on Symington's nomination before the election. A source close to Wicker's office, familiar with the process, simply said that the vetting process is being performed expeditiously and that the committee will determine a hearing date in the near future. Republicans who are allies of big tech may be trying to slow walk Symington's nomination. If Biden somehow wins the coming election, he will likely withdraw Trump's nomination in favor of a more swampish Republican who will not be hostile to Silicon Valley on the issue of censorship. In a segment on his show tonight, Fox News host Tucker Carlson blasted Senate Republicans for delaying Symington's nomination. You'd think Republicans would be awake and alert, trying to accomplish all they can. Republicans still control the Senate, so you would imagine they would be busy confirming the president's nominees while they're still able to. But they're not. In some cases, they are blocking conservatives from getting appointments, even now. Here's one example. A month ago, the president nominated a man called Nathan Symington to serve on the FCC. If you're worried about the unchallenged power of big tech, and you should be, you ought to support Symington's appointment. But Senate Republicans do not support it. They are sitting on his nomination. They are hoping instead they'll be able to confirm the Joe Biden appointee next year. The president has complained about this, including on Twitter, but they've ignored it. Remember that next time you hear Republicans in Washington pretend that they care about free speech, pretend that they're going to do something about the shocking abuse of the tech monopolies. Right now they have a chance to help fix that problem, but they are refusing to do anything. Tells you a lot. Symington was nominated to the FCC to replace Obama-appointed Republican Commissioner Michael O'Reilly, who expressed skepticism about a proposed rule change to Section 230 that would make it harder for big tech companies to censor political speech. Despite this danger sign, Commerce Committee Republican Senator John Thune, RSD, has said the simplest thing to do would be for Trump to renominate O'Reilly. Following coverage of these comments by Breitbart News, Senator Thune clarified that he supports moving forward as soon as possible to confirm President Trump's preferred nominee. In contrast to O'Reilly, Symington is said to be a hawk on tackling Silicon Valley bias, and his nomination has alarmed big tech's lobbyists in the swamp. As Breitbart News previously reported, there's this informal rule that the nominees come from someone on the Hill, or at least it's someone that somebody on the Hill wants to see there. That certainly appears not to be the case here. Scott Walston, president of the Technology Policy Institute, told Law360. It's sort of not surprising to see that Trump wouldn't follow the conventional approach because he doesn't on anything. The Technology Policy Institute is funded by virtually every major big tech company. Its list of donors includes Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. According to an insider who spoke to Law360, Symington is completely unknown to career bureaucrats, and that's making DC swamp creatures nervous. Symington is a little-known name within NSHA, the U.S. Department of Commerce's spectrum regulatory body, and has only been in the role of senior advisor since June. Before moving to the government sector, he worked at mobile company Brightstar Corporation as senior counsel. A longtime industry observer told Law360 that when they received a text from a former colleague about Symington's forthcoming nomination, they initially thought it was a joke. "I said, we don't know him, and we know everybody," the person told Law360. The failure of Senate Republicans to move forward on Symington's nomination has drawn the ire of conservative commentators on social media. In a tweet, conservative writer Ryan Gerdusky, co-author of They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution, urged opponents of big tech censorship to call Senator Wicker's office and ask him to stop slow-walking Symington's nomination. He could be the deciding vote to reform Section 230, said Gerdusky. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.